Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer, and I'm here on KCIW with Joe Haney. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm wonderful. Thanks. Thanks for coming to talk with me. Joe, can you tell us a little bit about why I asked to have this conversation with you today?
About 9 months ago, I started a group that meets the last Sunday of every month at the Oxenfree Public House here in Brookings. And it's a social group in support of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in our communities through Brookings, Crescent City, and Gold Beach.
Oh, wow, cool. So it's open to anybody who wants to come?
It's open to anybody who wants to come, not only LGBT people, but the rest of the community too.
Oh, cool. And recently there's actually been quite a few people that have shown up that weren't LGBTQ, correct?
Yes, several of our events have had many, many people who are not LGBT, but just people who want to come and meet people in their community who are LGBT and want to come and show their support that all people, no matter what they believe or who they love, are welcome in our communities.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. And right here in the Wild Rivers Coast, that's pretty cool. Can you tell us when these happen?
As soon as school started in September, we had our first meeting a week before that. And I had met with Sonia, one of the owners of the Oxenfree Public House, and we had discussed starting this. And we had discussed different things like a club night and stuff like that. But I wanted this to be not only for LGBT, but I wanted it to be for the whole community so that we can all come together and meet each other. So we decided on a dinner event, which is at the Oxenfree. And the dinner is actually an optional thing. The social group is the main reason we meet there. And it's a wonderful place, and they have wonderful staff, and everybody who has come so far has been just overly friendly and very nice.
That's awesome. And when is it? It's once a month?
It's the last Sunday of every month at 4 o'clock.
Oh, very cool. And it usually lasts about like an hour and a half or so? Or
yeah, I find that people will come and order the food, socialize, and by the time they're done socializing, eating, they've stayed about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Very cool. It's so awesome. What prompted you to organize this, Joe?
Well, I noticed in our communities that we do have a lot of LGBT people, but walking around the community, you know, you can't just, you know, pick this person out or pick that person out. And I wanted all the people who were LGBT to be able to meet and greet each other, and also people who weren't LGBT to meet and greet LGBT people, and so that we can get to know each other better. And that's why I started this event.
That's very cool. I like the element of the fact that it's not just specifically a gay event, right? That it's open to everybody. And it's been really cool for me. The few times that I've gone, the people that I've seen from the community that I didn't know were LGBT or I didn't know were allies. And then I see them and it's like, oh, wow, cool. Thank you for coming. And thank you for being supportive of us. It's really cool. There's so many people that support us.
Yes. I think that in our communities, being small communities, we don't really know as much who is LGBT, who is not LGBT. And I think that it is, and it's an element of surprise when we meet people and we find out that they are LGBT, because it's just your neighbor next door named Joe.
Exactly, it is. Or your neighbor next door named Scott, but everybody kind of knows my story. So as far as like what your own motivation, do you find it difficult then to connect with people? Like, is it hard to connect with LGBT people outside of these meet and greets in this area, or?
I personally would feel that if I was to go into a local place such as a bar or a restaurant, I just wouldn't want to go up to anybody and be like, hey, I'm attracted to you. So what makes it nice about the LGBT event is that I know that other people there are also LGBT, and that if I do want to meet and greet someone or even ask somebody out on a date, that it's a safe environment for me and for them, because I wouldn't want to offend anybody who wasn't LGBT by going up and hitting on them in an inappropriate way.
Right. I've been to a few of these, though, and I haven't really noticed that there's a lot of dating, per se, that happens at these. It's mostly people getting together and talking and hanging out. And I know that there's people that have gone on hikes, and there's a little hiking group that started because of this. People are making friends.
Yes. And I think that's a great element of it is it's a place where people can come and make friends. And if somebody finds a date, so be it. That's great. But you're right, Scott. I don't think that any dates have really actually come out of this in the 9 months that I've been running it. It's just been friendships. But, you know, there's always hope, for people who meet that are single that, you know, they might find somebody that they connect with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know that I've made a couple of, I would say, good friends at these. And then I've also strengthened some relationships with people where maybe we'd grown apart or we hadn't really known each other that well, and we've gotten to know each other better because of these, as well as some people in the community that I've seen them and we've said hello. But then that space that you all, the staff of Oxenfree, and that you have collaborated with people to bring all these people together, it's made a really comfortable space for people to just come together and have conversations on a Sunday afternoon once a month. I usually drink a glass of champagne and just sit and talk with people and just listen to people's stories. It's really cool. And we do have people, like you said, from all over the place that come and visit. We've had people, wasn't it the last one, some people from Eugene came?
We had some people from Eugene. We've had people from Eureka. It's just amazing the people that have heard this. I have it on social media, on Facebook, and I hand out flyers and people get emails. So there's a lot of advertising, I guess you'd say, that I do to get the word out there, because sometimes you don't know who's going to hear it and come and enjoy a good time.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that really makes this event a comfortable place is just the Oxenfree Public House. What a wonderful, wonderful restaurant bar in this community. When you walk into the Oxenfree, it is a relaxing atmosphere. It's a comfortable atmosphere with friendly staff. And I should not talk about the food, because we would probably have more words to say than this interview can fill, because everything I've had there is just absolutely delicious.
Very cool.
It's everything put together just makes it such a wonderful, wonderful meeting.
Yeah. Well, and the staff is really incredibly friendly, right? Because sometimes when you're in a business like that and you have the first one that I went to of these, the place was packed by the time it got to be like 4:30 or whatever. And actually, I think at that time we were still doing it on Saturdays at noon, because it was last summer. Yeah. But there was so many people that I think it could be easy to get overwhelmed by that, because you've got these big groups of people kind of coming in droves, and everybody's just kind of milling around. So it's hard to keep track of like who ordered what and where'd they move to and who are they talking to now. So
yeah, the staff's amazing at keeping things in order and figuring out where things go.
Yeah, very accommodating. That's cool. And they've even, there's been talk about this kind of spiraling off into maybe doing other things with the community, as far as like other opportunities for people to get together, maybe in different kinds of venues outside of just this LGBTQ. Can you talk about any of that? Have you heard any about that?
I personally will soon be talking to a local bar that does dance nights, and I will be pursuing maybe an LGBT dance night. I think that'll be a lot of fun for the LGBT community. And now that we've, you know, met out at the Oxenfree and had 9 months to show the community that we're here, we're friendly, and we just want to have a good time with everybody, that I think that's going to be a receptive thing. I know that other groups are starting to start up, but I don't know details about them and would not want to give out information.
Right. Maybe you don't have all them. But the next LGBT event that's happening is April 25th, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's at 4 o'clock and it's at the Oxenfree. It's located on Chetco Avenue. Do you know the address?
I do not actually know the address. I don't know the address. You know where the movie theater is, yes, it's two doors down.
Very good. And if they want to follow what we're doing on Facebook, where would be a good way to...
I've actually started a site on Facebook called LGBT Crescent City Brookings Gold Beach, and anybody's welcome to join. And the site is basically, I started it so that I could post for the event every month so that people can get information to know when it is and all that. But also, if you're on there and you want to post something that's friendly and something in our community, that you're more than welcome to.
Oh, very cool. That's really awesome. You're doing a lot. And this is all volunteer, right? You're not on staff anywhere. You're just doing this out of the goodness of Joe's heart.
This is just one of the things I do in my free time. And yeah, nobody is getting paid, or this is just all volunteer. Yes.
Yeah. So as we were trying to schedule this interview, you, like I, have a lot of things going on in your life. So do you want to tell us a little bit about who Joe is and why Joe felt the need personally to connect with other LGBT people in his community?
Well, I've been in the Crescent City area since I was in eighth grade, and about since 1993. And growing up, I've been able to do many, many jobs in the community. Currently, I work with kids with special needs, and I work two different jobs with that, a full-time and a part-time. And then I also do side jobs, such as anything from concrete to sheetrock to, you know, putting in new light fixtures in homes and stuff. It's just, you know, side work that I really enjoy doing and brings in a little bit of extra income. But in all the things that I do, I don't find that I run into situations where I can meet other LGBT people unless, you know, we kind of know each other, have heard of each other. So the reason I wanted to start this is so that LGBT people could come and meet each other, and also so that the community could come and meet people who are LGBT. Because I feel like the connection here in our small towns just isn't there. You know, it's not to have a separate place for us, but just a place where we know we can go and be safe and meet.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously your passion for, I think it's pretty admirable what you do with youth, right, that have special needs, and the way you take the time to understand them and the way that you've taken the time to understand our community, the LGBT community in particular, and create this space. And it's really powerful because there are a lot of us that are, when you look around the room and the people that come, a lot of us are involved in a lot of different things. And so maybe we don't always have that opportunity to just get together and socialize without, you know, doing a volunteer project or, you know, coaching a, you know, youth sports team or all the different things that a lot of us are involved with. So I appreciate that you take the time out of your schedule to not only come here for this interview, but also to volunteer to make the time, because it takes a lot of work, right, to collaborate to make this happen and get the word out every month.
It does take a lot of work, but it's really joyful. I enjoy going around the community and handing out flyers and socializing with people.
So yeah, so Joe, I want to thank you for the time that you donate and all of our busy schedules. It takes a lot of effort to bring all these people together and send out reminders and things like that, because everybody gets email reminders about this too, correct?
Yes, actually, my good friend Susan, she is kind enough to do all the emails. I do the Facebook posts and also ask friends of mine on Facebook to share my post to get the word out. And I also hand out flyers to local businesses and post on bulletin boards and get out, because I like to talk to people. So the flyers give me a chance to get out in the community and to talk to people and to tell them about our social group and what we're all about and what we're trying to do in the community and how we're trying to bring people together.
Right. Because ultimately, we're all just people, right? We have so many things that make us the same rather than things that make us different. And I think when people have the opportunity to get to know those people in their community that are LGBT, they have an opportunity to realize, like you just said earlier, it is your next door neighbor. It is your friend. It's the person that you work with. There's all these different people that we're kind of around every day. If you go to one of these events at Oxenfree and you see how many of us there really are in these different communities. So we've been here talking with Joe Haney about the LGBT gatherings, the meet and greets, as they're calling them, the last Sunday of every month at 4 o'clock at Oxenfree, two doors down from the movie theater. And you can find out more about the events on Facebook, the LGBT Brookings Crescent City Gold Beach group that Joe has set up, or there's flyers, or you could also get on your email, our email list, if you'd like as well. If we could talk a minute about the idea that we've talked about this becoming a monthly program where we highlight different people in the community. There's a lot of different people that are involved in some really cool stuff, and we'd like to highlight them every month, kind of as a highlight of LGBTQ people in our community. Can you think of anybody? Do you think there would be people that would be interested in being interviewed like this about the stuff they do in the community?
I can definitely think of several wonderful people in our community that would be awesome for interviews.
Yeah, very cool. I've been making a list in my head, actually, as to the different people. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're inspired by this podcast and you yourself identify as LGBTQ or even an ally, we can make space for allies as well and people that are champions for the LGBTQ community. We'd love to interview you on this program, and every month we'll use it as an advertisement for the LGBT event, so you can have another way, Joe, of advertising this, so we can put this up on Facebook and the internet, so we can tell people and get more people out to this event and have more people support these awesome things that we're doing to bring people together and get people to know each other. So thank you so much, Joe, for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time out and driving up from the other side of the border to visit with me today. And we hope to see all of you at Oxenfree Saturday. We hope to see all of you Sunday, April 25th at 4 o'clock at Oxenfree, two doors down from the movie theater. If you enjoy this programming on KCIW, please feel free to donate. We always graciously accept any donations. Thank you so much for listening to KCIW. Thank you, Joe, again for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, everyone.